Welcome to this podcast about Pechena Point Lighthouse and Pacific Rim National Park Reserve in British Columbia. The article is produced by Coastview, written by Dr. Carl Schock, and read by a computer-generated voice. Scroll down to see pictures, maps, and embedded links to additional information. Please consider subscribing to enjoy more articles and podcasts at coastview.org. Pechena Point Lighthouse sits on the west coast of Vancouver Island in Pacific Rim National Park Reserve, about 82 miles northwest of Victoria and 8 miles south-southeast of Bamfield, British Columbia. The station occupies Pechena Point, a headland where high cliffs meet a turbulent sea. Pechena is an anglicized version of a Didadot word meaning foam on the rocks, reflecting both the locale's character and the First Nation Pechidot tribe. The point's rocks belong to the West Coast Crystalline Complex, an igneous intrusion in the surrounding Rangelia terrain exposed along 174 miles of Vancouver Island from Port Renfrew to the Brooks Peninsula at the island's northern tip. This pluton contains gneisses, migmatites, amphibolites, and metamorphosed calcareous sediments. Pechidot territory stretched from Souk to Pechena Point. Didadot territory overlapped, extending from Benilla Point to Pechena Point. Didadot oral tradition recounts that the people originally came from Cape Flattery in Washington, but conflict with the Macaw forced them to move, first to the Jordan River, where they clashed with the Clallam, Souk, and Saanich, then westward to Nitinot Lake. The two languages diverged roughly 1,000 years ago. The Pechidot came from the east and spoke Coast Salish. By the early historical period, about 5 Pechidot villages existed, the largest at Port San Juan. In spring, people dispersed to seasonal fishing camps for halibut, red snapper, and cod, which they dried for storage. Sockeye salmon fishing occurred between April and July. By September, they returned to their winter village for fall salmon runs: steelhead, coho, chinook, pink, and chum. Beach foods formed a significant part of their diet. Like other bands on Vancouver Island's west coast, the Pechidot hunted whales. By the 1850s, disease had decimated the entire population to fewer than 60, mostly living on a reservation at Port San Juan's head. The light station at Pechena Point was built in 1908. The original lantern and First Order Fresnel lens remain in the original octagonal wooden tower, 66 feet tall with a focal plane of 154 feet. The staffed station has 2 keepers' houses and other buildings. It has changed little in more than a century. The Canadian Coast Guard undertook major restoration in 2015 to 2016. The seas around Pechena Point contain wreckage from scores of ships that attempted to navigate the Strait of Juan de Fuca entrance. The Graveyard of the Pacific is a loosely defined stretch of Pacific Northwest coast from near Tillamook Bay on the Oregon coast, northward past the treacherous Columbia Bar and Juan de Fuca Strait up Vancouver Island's rocky western coast to Cape Scott. Unpredictable weather, including storms and fog, and dangerous coastal features, shifting sandbars, tidal rips, rocky reefs, and shorelines have caused hundreds of ships to wreck since European exploration began in earnest in the 18th century. In 2024, it was announced that Pechena Point Light, along with nearby Carmona Point Light, would be de-staffed indefinitely. Thank you for listening. Read the article below for more information, including links to source material and references. Please subscribe to learn more about the west coast of North America at coastview.org.